Just want to read you a scripture before we start, from Matthew 28, verse 16 onwards. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Hasn't it been exciting hearing about the intrepid eight as they ventured out into the unfamiliar territory of India? Although they did get some time to explore the country, their primary purpose was to help Frederick and his church with the task of taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who have not yet heard it. And in doing so, it could be truly said that they were fulfilling some of the great commission that Jesus gave to all of us. And that's in our text this evening. But immediately before he was taken up to heaven at his ascension, he gave them further encouragement and instruction. And in Acts 1:8 he said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Notice that although in Matthew he commanded them to go to all nations, here in Acts he's more specific. He says, "Start in Jerusalem, then go to Judea and Samaria, and then the ends of the earth." In other words, start where you are, move on to the best big homeland, and then go on to the ends of the earth. Sometimes I think that we forget the starting at home bit. We're comfortable in our own Christian life, comfortable in our own church, but we forget that many out there don't know Jesus. No. Most of us can't go to India on a mission field, but we all live here, and our mission field is right here, outside our church door, outside our own front door, outside where we work. Some of us came to faith in Jesus because we were born into a Christian family, brought up in a church, and made a commitment to Jesus at an early age. But some of us didn't have that experience. We didn't go to church. We didn't know much about Jesus. And to be honest, we didn't really care. But someone did care, and someone did tell us about Jesus and went down into sin. We may have been quite young. We may have been a teenager. We may have been more mature, but someone, somewhere, befriended us and eventually led us to Jesus. Our task, our commission from Jesus, is to be that friend to someone. Going to far-flung places is very worthwhile and valuable. And we thank God that our brothers and sisters were able to do that. But our mission is here in Goldthorpe, in the Dearne Valley, here where we live. Let's get on with it, because Jesus has promised, "I'm with you always, to the very end of the age." Yes. Amen.